1025 WBIL, Bruce Elliott with you from now until Dr. Jim time at 11 o'clock this morning. With us in studio is Spear Lancaster, who is the Libertarian candidate for governor here in the state of Maryland. Spear, let's talk about some of the things in which you believe, some of the ways in which you might differ from your opponents, from Bob Ehrlich and from Kathleen Townsend. Taxes and spending, where are the differences?
Well, Bruce, I believe that the taxpayers' money is theirs, and the only time we should be taking it is for truly necessary and legitimate causes. Also, as an ex-businessman, I come with an entirely different view. I was in the industry all through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I saw efficiencies increase 3 to 5% a year. And this was just to stay in business. Whereas these two people have been in government all their life, and whenever something goes wrong, they can just go back to the taxpayer and reach in their pocket a little bit deeper. I don't take that approach. I take the approach that the taxpayer is, if he's smart enough to hold a job and draw a paycheck, he's smart enough to know what to do with his money. He doesn't need me or any other politician to take it from him, skim off half of my butters, and then the other half spend it on things that a lot of times you don't even want.
Well, I would think that on some issues then, like what some of you as the excessive use of eminent domain under this administration in the last 8 years would be particularly troublesome for a Libertarian candidate.
Absolutely, Bruce. I worked on 509 for months. As a matter of fact, I got literally over 1,000 petitions to get that knocked off with Ruppersberger's group. I also worked on the Medco deal, which unfortunately we weren't successful because of some technicalities and, quite frankly, because of the duplicity and chicanery of Glenn Denning. He would not let you get just a single petition. You had to get one for the House and one for the Senate, which impeded things.
Okay, and Bruce, sorry to interrupt, but we want to go to the feed now in Montgomery County.
Sick children